brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in to hour number two. Got a lot of news on China, a lot of news on the economy, news on torture. It's all very, very important. But right now, you guys have been holding very, very patiently. So I'm going to go ahead and start taking some of your calls until the first few phone banks have completed their statements. Then I'll get back into the news. Michael in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Okay, Michael's gone. Let's talk to Keith in Ohio. Keith, you're on the air.
Oh, Alex, you just keep on plugging away there. And there's a news service I've come across recently. It's called AlertNet.org. And for many years, it's been supplying information on humanitarian crisis around the world. And I think it's important for people to kind of keep up with a worldwide view of what's going on, especially like these forgotten emergencies. And that way we can educate ourselves, and then we can be more effective in the
exactly. Life is very, very cheap, and the globalists are doing a lot of horrible things all over the planet right now.
Big
and we're in our own little bubble here being propagandized, and the rest of the world can see a lot more than we can.
You know, like Congo in the last 8 years, has been like 4 million people that have died through war and violence and diseases and so forth.
I was aware of that.
Just imagine, you know, there's all these natural resources, what the Luciferian globalists are involved in, and how that the possibilities there, and we can make a difference through, you know, informing ourselves and effective praying, because this is a spiritual.
Well, I agree with you,
battle and primarily.
Here's another example.
Mm-hmm.
In the Sudan, the Muslims really are the only place in the world that they're really killing Christians, and our government doesn't say a word, doesn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they go around pointing their finger at even secular governments that are leaving us alone, and, oh, they're evil, we got to invade them.
You know, that's there's a lot of interconnection behind evil, you know, like there's great connections between the Vatican and Islam, and there's connections between these, you know, occultists that are globalists. I mean, they want to wipe out 80% of the world's population. That's in their own document.
Well, they're doing it.
Biodiversity Treaty. And so the more we can educate, you know, wisdom and knowledge, and we can have a sharp
sword. Did you know malaria conservatively kills 60 million a year?
Hmm. Yeah, it's so much. It's all, and like AIDS. AIDS was created, you know, to wipe out populations. So the more we can be educated, the more these things can be withstood, you know. And so
I agree. No one can debate the DU. I mean, that's hurting us all right now, blowing all over the planet. Thanks for the call. And then some people won't go research AIDS being engineered. So, fine, don't go investigate it. It's true, declassified, public, available. What about DU? I mean, you can't ignore that. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Maryland. James, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had a couple of headlines off of CNN I thought you might be interested.
Sure.
And 800 to 1,200 new officers in New York City. And the second one is U.S. forces accused of killing 15 family members in Haditha.
Yeah, and then they first tried to deny the attack itself. Now they say, oh, we accidentally killed some kids. But the police report and the autopsy shows they were handcuffed and all shot execution style in the head. Then the building was blown up, and they blew up firebombed the cars outside. And it's just atrocious.
Yeah, those people are coming back here, but at least the borders are open.
Well, and it's conservative to be for gun control now, too.
What have you heard about the new officers in New York City? Do you know what the real numbers are?
I'd heard they were going to hire more. I haven't seen that particular article you mentioned.
I just saw it on CNN.
The last thing we need is more police.
800 to 1,200 new officers in New York City.
Yeah, the last thing we need, because they don't have them out doing detective work or really busting crooks. They steal your car, good luck getting them to come out to your place. Your house gets broken into, good luck. And I'm not saying cops are bad. Just that they got the average cop out collecting fines, and we don't need more of that. Much less in what about the officers? Number one cause of deaths, getting hit by cars. See these cops hanging their hind ends out in the middle of the highway? Good points. Thanks for the call, James. I mean, for what? To write a stinking ticket? You don't need that money. The government's got plenty of money.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The sniveling, nobody, daddy's boy puppet, George W. Bush, the Kenny Bunkport Maine carpet-bagging fake cowboy, tells us that we've brought freedom to Iraq, and it's a loving what we're doing, and we're going to be there for many more years, and it's a great thing. We'll be talking about that. And then we have stories here like jury finds Abu Ghraib dog handler guilty. I've got a problem. I've got a problem with that, and I'll tell you why here in a few minutes. Right now, let's just keep going to your calls so people get a chance to get on air. Chris in Florida, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was on a drudge about a year and a half ago, and I noticed a similar instance of what happened to you, or the article linking to you. The article, though, was where the Miami Herald...
A lot of stations just joined us this hour. Recap. Tell folks what's going on.
It sounded like you said the drudge had linked to you on the Charlie Sheen interview that you had yesterday.
Yes, and I've been visiting his site for 10 years, and I've never seen him pull articles. He'll pull them and stick them in the archive. He doesn't completely pull them, and after just 4 hours, he pulled it and replaced it with a similar headline, didn't change the general format. What he changes, usually the whole thing changes or the top changes. Instead, he didn't pull it or move it. He just totally pulled it.
Right, and I've noticed he did that one other time, at least, when I emailed him and never got a response, but it was just the Miami Herald where they covered how the federal court has a secret docket down there in Miami-Dade County. So I just want to bring that to your attention.
Oh, yeah, that was just about a month ago, totally illegal, a violation of the Fifth Amendment and one other. Popped my head in a second. And that's huge news. That's huge news. I never saw that on Drudge.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, that was about a year and a half ago I saw that. And then,
well, there was a new article about a month ago how thousands of defendants, they're doing it in New York now, too. It's just secret.
Yeah, they just...
Non-terror related.
I want to talk about unconstitutional, and that's, I don't know, I've got to look into this more. A friend has been telling me about, they also have these secret budgets, county commissions
yes.
have secret budgets. I think you mentioned that before. Anyway, I'll have to look into that more, but I just wanted to thank you for having Charlie on yesterday and thank him because, I see how the media really resents the fact that they can't question or validate what you have to say, so they are obligated to attack it when they know in their heart that they need to just validate it and document it. And the fact that you had Charlie on yesterday, makes them ambivalent. They'd love to cover it, but they would hate what their editors would have to say if they did.
Exactly. I appreciate the call. That's what I'm saying. That I've talked to a lot of big Hollywood people, as big or bigger than Charlie Sheen. None of them were as informed on 9/11. As Charlie Sheen. None of them is well-spoken, especially when we talk on the phone many times. And been listening to the show for years, been getting the films, been giving them to people, showing them to other people. And then the courage of knowing, his past with the media, and to come out and do that, it just shows a boldness. And then the neocons savage him because, a decade ago or so, some high-dollar call girls, escorts, drugs, things like that, and then we've got George Bush and Jeff Gannon, and it's not just Jeff Gannon. It's been in the back of the paper. It's admitted that it was masses 53 times past midnight with Gannon with other call men, call boys, and then of course we have the Washington Times article from '88 admitting that George Bush Sr. was connected. Seriously, we have the news article with underage call boys in the White House late at night. And then we have, at the same time, Barney Frank has 14-year-olds at his house, a whoredom up there of disadvantaged youth he'd gotten a hold of. And because he's a globalist, man, the cops, they're above the law. Barney Frank was caught. Do you understand running a whorehouse with underage boys? He had a literal stable up in his, that's what they call it, a stable up in his big three-story house in D.C. Nothing happened. But you know what? Conservatives don't want to talk about that. And again, Barney Frank's a liberal. I mean, I attacked him. I attack all these people. Admittedly, Bohemian Grove, they bring in all these male prostitutes. That's mainstream admitted. That's the main taste. It's 4-1 men. They bring in high-dollar women as well. I mean, the Jets land, they offload them. They fly in from Europe. Okay? Back in the 80s, it was $2,000 an hour. That's what the press was reporting. Imagine what it is now. So we have that going on. Here's Charlie Sheen. Hasn't been involved in any of that in, what, about 10 years. Totally clean. Doesn't even drink now. And he's being attacked. Oh, well, Charlie Sheen, he's been in trouble in the past, so he can't have his opinion. Well, again, and these are so-called Christians saying this, and I'll repeat, King David sent one of his men out to be killed so he could have his wife because he lusted after, and he repented and God forgave him. Saul of Tarsus hunted down Christians and chopped their heads off and crucified them and had them stoned. He killed hundreds. You understand? He became Paul, the Apostle Paul, the tent maker, who was later killed at the hand of the New World Order. So I don't want to hear it. I mean, please, you people are such hypocrites. It makes me sick. It took Charlie more courage than it would somebody with a spotless record like George Clooney. who I'd like to see talk about 9/11, and I know he knows about 9/11, and that's all I'm going to say. He knows all about it. And I'd like to see, quite frankly, somebody I really respect. I'd like to see Mel Gibson come out and talk about 9/11. I know he knows about it. You want to get down to brass tacks on this. Charlie Sheen called me. He has the courage. He is to be commended. He's the one that has stuff to lose. He doesn't want me to talk about it. Do you have any idea what he has to lose? You know what happened to his father when he did anti-war stuff right before the war? What it cost him. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I can say a lot more, but people don't want me to, so I'm not. I mean, to watch somebody put it all on the line and know what they're going to get. And I know my listeners aren't attacking him. I get these sick neocon emails, and it's just dripping with, you're not a Christian because you had him on, and George Bush is lordly, and Charlie Sheen's a devil, or Charlie Sheen's a joke because he made mistakes in life. Because and half of them are probably on Prozac and got their kids on Ritalin, which is the same molecule as some of the stuff Charlie Sheen allegedly did. A lot of you are out there drinking coffee today, just like I took a drink of Earl Grey tea just now. Hits the same receptors as cocaine and heroin. Just stop being hypocrites. Stop it. But again, I'm speaking to dead ears because those idiots aren't listening. A few of them are. They're not listening. Again, they are in denial that Bush is anti-gun. It's admitted. Bob Barr has said it. The NRA has now admitted it. He is worse than Bill Clinton on the Second Amendment. And I have been confronted on the street by emails in gun shops. You better stay, Alex. I appreciate some of what you do, but you need to back off. Bush isn't anti-gun. I need to back off. You need to get your head out of the dirt. You just say something, Scott? Scott, did you just talk to me? Oh, well, some feedback or something just cut in. I guess you sent me a feed or something happened. Anyways, I'm down in Austin, Texas. They're in Minnesota, so I'm always on remote. I'm like a jet pilot flying around there talking to me from ground control to Major Tom. But I don't want to spend all day on Charlie Sheen. I got a lot of other stuff to cover here. But you can only commend someone like him for his courage and for getting his life straight, and then for having the nerve when he's on top of the world with one of the number one TV shows in the country, two movies coming out this year, another movie coming out next year, one of the longest and biggest careers in Hollywood, and he's on the air saying this. And believe me, it's scary. Believe me, it's hard for people, especially people who've got something to lose. And it's more people like him, see, need to stand up, need to step up. We could beat the New World Order. Look how many prominent people have already stood up. Look how many of them we've brought you here. Professor Stephen Jones, BYU physics professor. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist for the Department of Labor for the current Bush in his first administration, 2001-2005. Ray McGovern, chief analyst for Ronald Reagan, giving him his briefings for 4 years, and George Bush Sr. for 4 years, saying the government is behind the terror. How many others? German defense ministers, members of the British Parliament, number three in the British government, resigned and exposed it. Michael Meacher, Underwriting Laboratories, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton. The dean of the Defense Language School went public and said, I was forced to train some of the terrorists. The government did it. San Jose Mercury News never got picked up again. Never got picked up by other newspapers. See, stuff gets out, but then it never gets picked up. It gets blocked off. It never grows. We take the stuff they ignore and we magnify it here. And it's up to you to do that. I mean, how many more are there? Call in when we get an open line. I know I've forgotten hundreds of people that have gone public that are prominent. Ron Paul saying we're going into martial law. We're in danger of total tyranny, total takeover. Bob Woodward said the same thing. Even Sandra Day O'Connor's now said the same thing. So many others. There's so many now. Do you realize the danger we're in? It's time to stop playing around. It's time to stop kidding yourselves. We're in trouble. And being namby-pamby and dancing around the bush isn't going to get the job done. We've got to take the bull by the horns and get in there at point-blank range and say, hey, we know you did it. We know you carried out the attacks. And we know your own documents say you were going to do it. You murdering trash, don't you do it again. Don't you think you're going to get away with it for a minute. No, and so they got an army of cowards that deep down know what I'm saying is the truth. So they're going to go defend this system in a frantic pace because they're afraid. They think if they serve it, they'll be safe. Cowards die a thousand deaths. Remember that.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Bodies down on a bloody war.
Declaration of Independence closes. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare, they were signing their death warrants, that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as a free and independent states, they have power to levy war, conclude peace, contact allegiance, and establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, we, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And then it starts with the signature of John Hancock. And that's where we stand. That's where we stand. I mean, are you willing to stand up and say no to the New World Order, or are you going to nitpick about who does it and how they do it? We don't have time. We've got to stand up now. Things are getting very, very dark very, very quickly. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? Who would I go to next? All right. Chris in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're on fire today, Alex. I just want to say thank you very much. And om baka laka chumba siya chumba ya chumba. What?
That's funny, sir. And that's I'm not quite sure what that means. Pardon me? What does that mean? Let him go. So many people have been, I don't know if he's been destroyed psychologically, but they have. So many young people I talk to are either awake or it's just giggle at everything. And then act a fool, and somehow everything will be all right. And maybe that's the response. Maybe that's good, sir. Maybe that'll get the depleted uranium out of all of our lungs that's intensifying with every passing day. I guess the globalists did tell us they were going to kill everybody. So I guess they're really doing it. Let's talk to Joseph in England. You're on the air, Joseph. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I think I get calls like that last one about 2 in the morning sometimes. But let's move on from that. I've basically been sort of helping spread the word just by sort of, you know, word of mouth kind of thing at work, and it's been kind of mixed bag of responses. I told a guy at work basically, and he's well aware of the New World Order, and he wasn't really that sort of excited at the fact that Charlie Sheen was talking about it because he knows about all the information anyway. But, I mean, if you talk to people that don't really know much about it, it gets the ball rolling with them. That's what's good about getting, you know, celebrities on board, because it you know, most people watch, you know, hours of TV a day, but they do like 0 hours of research into 9/11.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. People are friends with their sitcom buddies. That's reality to them. And so it has a big effect. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, on just sort of a local, you know, message board in my own town, I've had a few sort of, yeah, the typical stuff about him being, you know, he's a dope head, which he isn't. And because he's a celebrity, does that mean he's, you know, the foremost authority? I mean, that's not the point, you know. I mean, we're trying to use this to kind of, you know, get the attention that it needs to the people.
The point is he's speaking up. The point is he does have a lot to lose.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the elite love using celebrities like Bon Jovi and the Sugar Babes, you know, when they're shilling for globalism.
Oh, yeah, they've sold us that's all that matters, but then they try to switch gears and say, when one of these people gets out of line, oh, no, it doesn't matter. They try to slap them back down.
That's exactly right. It's total hypocrisy. I mean, somebody like Charlie Sheen, he was very informed. I had no idea he knew that much, to be honest.
Oh, he knows a lot more than what you heard.
Yeah, well, I bet. I mean, he obviously has got a lot to lose. I mean, he's basically, you know, he's in the spotlight.
Well, for
a
the
lot
hypocrites
more...
out there, I mean, how many of them were wild when they were young?
Exactly.
I mean, I guarantee a lot of them sitting there talking trashy to think back to stuff they did. Anything else?
No, I mean, that's basically it. You know, I think people should just get this story out, you know, talk to people about it. Don't be afraid of ridicule. Just get it out.
Exactly. It's a good way to get the foot in the door with a lot of people that don't even listen to the news, aren't even aware of, you know, that the planet's the third rock from the sun. They have no idea which end is up.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teach to leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, folks. Let's continue with your calls, and then I will plunge right into the news. I'm going to take a few more, and we'll go right into the news. I tell you, I keep getting my entire call list scrambled here. Who's up next? Amy in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller.
Welcome to the airwaves. How may I serve you?
This may be off-topic, but I work for an engineering firm here in Arkansas, and there's drafting and surveying department.
Ma'am, there is no topic. We just did it. Okay. It's open phones.
Okay, well, the surveyors, the crew chief, he called me in there, and he started telling me about how since Thursday their GPS equipment hasn't been working. And he said that he called their representative, and the rep said that at least three or four states that they serve are having the same trouble. So it would include Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and maybe Kansas. He named off at least three or four states. They're all having the same problem that's not been working.
I heard about GPS tied in with radar having problems at some airports last week.
Well, according to this guy, he told the crew chief here that the last time that they had trouble like this was right before we bombed Iraq. So, you know, that speculation, you know, they were just kind of bantering about back here at the office about what it could mean.
We know the Russians use GPS jammers, and Iraq bought a bunch of those, and so all that happens is a precision-guided munition that isn't a laser target. I mean, the best type of precision-guided munition is you got special forces with a special gun that projects an invisible laser that the scopes on the fighter bombers or bombers pick up. And then those are the best because if you're using GPS-guided cruise missiles or GPS-guided bombs, you turn on those GPS scramblers, all that happens is the bomb misses by a quarter mile and blows up a school instead of blowing up the military target. And but I don't know if those GPS jammers would cause a global problem. I think they're just a localized.
Right. I don't know. You know, I don't have any clue. I just, you know what this representative said, and he may.
And don't ask me how it works, because
right.
I mean, you know, GPS is just a grid, and then the cruise missile is honing in using that. But I guess it jams the cruise missile itself when it gets close enough. But who knows what's going on?
Right. So he just knows that three or four states are being affected, and it hasn't worked since Thursday. And according to him, the last time that it had this trouble was right before we bombed Iraq. So I don't know what they use and how it's used. You know, I don't know all the ins and outs of it.
Well, that's
scary.
I bet if I do a search on it, we can find something if that's really going on. But that's interesting. Anything else?
Well, one other thing. We have a big situation going up here in northwest Arkansas with the police, the highway. We had I guess he was 18 or 19. He escaped from some boys' prison or something, and he came down from Michigan in a high-speed chase. Michigan, Minnesota, I don't remember. Anyway, high-speed chase. He came down to this area. He was on the run for a few days. They thought they found him walking along the highway. The police made him, this guy that they thought was him, get down on the ground. They told him, I guess, to show both of his hands, and he wouldn't do it or couldn't do it, and so they shot and killed him. Well, come to find out, it wasn't even the guy that they were looking for, and this guy was mentally retarded, and he didn't understand what they were asking him to do. So there's a big to-do here in northwest Arkansas.
Well, it's called the threat continuum.
Right.
And it's just horrible. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that off air so we can trying to hurry here so I get to the news before this hour ends. Here's the problem with that. I guess about once a year, the Austin police kill a mentally retarded man or woman. That's just where I live. And I have a good friend who is the manager of a Home Depot. I mean, he's a clean-cut, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy. And I make that point because it's really bad when you're a minority. No criminal record, happily married, got paralyzed. I think it was in a car wreck, he said, about a decade ago. And this happened about 4 years ago. I guess five now. And he got pulled over, supposedly speeding. We've interviewed him for the TV show before. I think he's been on radio, too, with us. And a really nice fella. I see him when I go to Home Depot every once in a while. It's the one by my house. And this all got written up, too. This was in the news, and the cops defended it. And is it called quadriplegic when you're from the chest down? And it was a commander. It was one of the cops in the supervisor. I guess they drive the you know, the big Ford SUVs. It's not the Explorer. What's the thing above that? I'm having it doesn't matter. And so this big cop, well known for liking to, you know, have big muscles and take the stuff that causes that. We know about the big law enforcement problem in America with the cops on the juice. He pulls this guy over, and I know this fella, and I have friends who are actually friends with him. He's very quiet, nice. He's a manager of a big, you know, they don't just put idiots in those positions. He's very calm. He's not dealing with people. And the cop comes over and goes, "What is that on your steering wheel?" And he goes, "Sir, I'm paralyzed. These are my hand controls," because it's like a, basically like a black stick sticking off of the, and he's got levers and stuff that control the gas. And he says, "Get out of the car." And he says, "Yes, sir, my wife's right here. She'll need to get the wheelchair out for me." And he's driving an SUV. The officer said, pulls the gun out, puts it to his head, and he said, "Listen to me, you bleeping bleeper. Get out of the car right now." And he said, "Sir, I will." He said, and he starts opening the door, and then he can, you know, see. He's got little smaller legs. You can tell when somebody, you know, they're kind of, any fool could notice this. And the cop's shining his light in one hand, gun in the other, and he says, "Get out."
And he said, the cop was just wild. And I talked to other cops that know this cop. That is how he is. I mean, he just flies off the handle. He has rages, whether that's natural or not. And it was really embarrassing because by then another cop pulls up and he grabs him by the hair and drags this quadriplegic out and starts slamming his head into the concrete, screaming and cussing, going, "Do it, city!" I mean, this is the psychopathic evil. And this guy's all bleeding and beat up. Of course, cops don't do any wrong, so let's just try to charge him with something while we're at it. And, of course, all that made-up stuff got dropped. He didn't resist him. The guy who can't walk resisted you. I mean, totally paralyzed. And but the cop never got in trouble and got promoted. He's like I think he's like a captain now. I mean, he's like big time. And that's the message. And I know cops that know him. I mean, I've got quite a few friends that are on the Austin Police Force, and then they say, "Oh God, he's a complete." He'll start fights with people in the locker room. I mean, he's running around starting fights with cops. There's nothing sicker than a big musclehead beating up on someone who's paralyzed. I mean, that is so. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I am somewhat of a tough guy, and I would feel ashamed getting in a fight with somebody who was smaller than me. I'm not that big of a person, average. I don't know, I guess I'm kind of husky like a gorilla, but I mean, I would be ashamed. I would be just so ashamed. And they flip out. And there's the case out in California where the Army vet gets back, highly decorated, no criminal record. The cop follows him for a few minutes. First they claimed he'd run. Well, I've been listening to the radio before and had a cop turn on his lights, but be way back behind me, and then finally pulls up beside you and pull over. And they yell at you, and you explain, "Hey, I just didn't see you. I was listening to the music." "Oh, okay, well, you can go." In fact, one time that happened, the guy was kind of embarrassed. He was a normal person. So he was like, "Oh, well, just don't speed next time," because he was embarrassed. Well, you get a crazy meathead, they're not going to, if they're wrong, they're just going to keep going with it. I mean, we've all done this in a parking lot or at a store or somewhere at work. We get mad, blow up at somebody, and then we feel ashamed and say, "Oh, sorry." Well, see, not with these nutcase cops. They just go further, see, when they throw a fit. I mean, none of us are perfect here. And all the time, retarded kid runs, shoot him three times in the back, on and on. But this case in San Diego got picked up, not by the squad car video, but by somebody else who was videotaping. Of course, the squad cars they wouldn't release. I'm sure it was much worse. And he's down on the ground, got his hands out on the ground, and the officer says clearly, "Now get up." And he says, "Yes, sir, officer, I'm on your side." He's probably been running checkpoints in Iraq. See what comes around goes around. He goes, "Yes, sir, I'm on your side. I'm getting up." Stands up, hands up, and the cop shoots him a couple times. And they do this instinctive shooting training, which back in the day when I had time to just lift weights and work 8 hours a day and go shooting at the shooting range, I mean, I went out a few times with Dr. Dillingham, we worked with my dad, real nice fellow, even though he lives around here anymore, big, big gun enthusiast. We'd go out to Hill Country Rifle Range when Travis County had his training op out there, and it'd be Dallas SWAT teams, Houston, Austin, and I would go through the obstacles with them and these shooting contests they would have, and not bragging, it was kind of fun. I was always in, there might be 100 people out there taking part in it, I'd usually be in the top 7. I guess it's because some of those guys are just so emotional with a gun or didn't grow up with it. I mean, I wasn't even shooting that good. Usually I was kind of nervous being around all these cops and going through these obstacles with a handgun and then going through with a shotgun and doing these obstacles over there. Probably cops listening right now and go, "Hey, I used to do that. I think I saw you out there." That's what I'd be doing if I had time, fishing and shooting guns and hanging out with my family. But they're just so afraid. Police are so afraid, number one. Number two, they are taught instinctive shooting. As soon as the target pops up, it pops up, it's a woman with a baby. It pops up, it's a bad guy. And you shoot, you don't shoot. And it's instinctive shooting, and they teach you that. And the instinctive shooting is to turn off the thinking process so you're quick on the draw. Well, the problem is a lot of people just can't cut the mustard on that type of training. And I remember watching cops shoot the woman with the baby. And quite frankly, I think I remember doing it once. Going through them all day, over and over again. But I saw cops every time doing it. I mean, they're just wild with a gun. And they're just, frankly, people who don't have a gun hand. They're people that didn't grow up with it. Frankly, if you don't grow up with guns, and you don't grow up doing it a lot. You're just, it's really hard to get there. It's really hard to be good with them. And then some of these guys are just nuts that want to kill people. And it's scary. It's scary to see this and to know this is going on. And the officer says, now get up. And the officer is so shaky that he's got his finger on the trigger, and he pulls the trigger, and he shoots the American soldier, what was it, three times? For absolutely no reason. He did what the officer said. And then last time I checked, the officer doesn't get in trouble. I mean, in the past, that cop would be fired so fast, he'd be indicted for manslaughter so fast, it'd make his head spin. And then cops were careful, and cops kept other cops in line, and cops were respected and loved in this country. Not anymore. How did you go from being loved to being hated? Because you got put in positions that aren't what peacekeepers are, aren't what guardians of the peace are. You're no longer peace officers. You're no longer lawmen. You are now law enforcers for the globalist. And I see cops changing tires every once in a while. Warms my heart. I want to, you know, give them an award. But do they really deserve that award? I've changed tires. My dad was almost annoying when I was a kid. He stopped at every person to help him. And even one time had somebody try to mug him. They didn't know who they were getting into it with, though. And so, I mean, is that really special? That's what police are supposed to do. I remember when I had a big wreck a year and a half ago, out when we went into tornadic winds, and cops informed me, state police informed me, you just went through a tornado and torn everything up around us, threw us off the road down into a gully. Really nice state police, really nice, helped us, really professional. And you go to big cities like New York or something, you compare that to the cops there. I mean, these guys are like monkeys. I mean, they're like psycho gorillas, or they're really nice professionals. Whereas the state police, I don't think I've ever run into one that acts like a monkey. I mean, they might follow orders that aren't good and be doing bad things, but they don't at least act like power-crazed monkeys. Okay, see, ma'am, you brought up a point. Now I've been ranting about it for 5 minutes because it makes me so sick. I mean, to watch the video of him stomping that black 14-year-old boy to death in Florida, I mean, stomping his head when he's in restraints for no reason, just to punish him. He was in there for some petty offense. And then they have the local coroner say he died of a blood disorder, and they did another autopsy, and clearly he died of subdermal hematoma. That's a bigger crime to me. Murdering him was bad. It was manslaughter. No, I don't think they meant it. They were idiots. They don't know their own strength. That's a big problem with you guys. You don't know your own power. Because I guess you've never really been in anything until you get to that point where you kill somebody. But it's even worse to be a coroner and to lie about the murder of a child, to falsify your profession. It's shameful. And these crime labs that frame people all the time, huge revelations. In fact, here's an article that dovetails with this. Jury finds Abu Ghraib dog handler guilty. Associated Press. A jury found an army dog handler guilty today of abusing detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison by terrifying them with a military dog allegedly for his own amusement. Now, I love that watered-down version. There's photos of the huge bites everywhere and blood splattering all over the floor. The blood splattered. But notice, by the time they're done with it, they spin it down to just terrifying someone, menacing someone. Sergeant James J. Smith, 24, was found guilty of 6 of 13 counts. He had faced the stiffest penalty sentence of any soldier charged so far in Abu Ghraib scandal. He could face up to 24 and a half years in prison and convicted of all counts. The seven jurors, four officers, and three enlisted soldiers began deliberating Friday after 4 days of testimony. Now, it says they used the dog to intimidate prisoners for fun and compare with another canine handler trying to make detainees soil themselves. What do you mean? It's admitted they bit on them on purpose. Now, they were ordered to do all this. That's admitted. We have the White House own memos. We have them defending it today, saying, well, we don't call it torture. We can beat someone to death, and if it wasn't on purpose, it's not torture. Killing people isn't even torture. We can torture small children in front of their parents. John Yoo wrote the memos. Public. One of Gonzalez's assistants. We have people like this running our country. And they give the orders, and then when their people get caught doing it, they send them England and Grainer and this latest creature, Smith, Michael Smith, Michael J. Smith, not related to the actor, I hope. And it's just, oh, you're going to prison. There was another case of a contractor in Afghanistan who they admitted was ordered to beat people and torture them, and a couple of them died, and so some good officers reported him. See, that's what happens. Good people report them, so then something's got to be done. You've got captains and colonels going, listen, they're killing people. And so they'll go grab him, and then when they tried to charge him and say he'd done it on his own, he released his orders. They declared national security, used the Patriot Act to gag him, and he got, I forget how many years in prison. So you take the gloves off, psychos. I want you to know this. When you get caught doing it, then you're going to be hung out to dry for following your orders. I want you to understand that. I want you to consciously get it through your bug brains. We'll be right back with your calls and a lot more news.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Coming up early in the next hour, just for one segment, I'm going to get a fellow on from Texas County, Missouri,
the ring of fire,
who's fighting the Animal ID Act. Just an update on what's happening with that and the Premises ID Act. We're going to go back to your calls, Emmett and Mike and Fred, many others that are patiently holding here in just a moment. I want to implore you again to not procrastinate, to go to InfoWars.com and get the great little citizen rule books we carry. You can get them in 10, 25, 50, 100. $100 or $75, $10 or $10. We are selling these at cost. By the time I pay people to ship them out and get them to you, we charge you just what the UPS shipping cost, the exact amount. We are shipping these out to you at cost, ladies and gentlemen, because I want you to have them. Go to InfoWars.com off the secure shopping cart and order some of the citizen rule books, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, jury nullification, famous quotes, just such powerful information in these 62 pages. Little color cover booklet. It's great to give people, great to give your students, whatever. A lot of people are getting these. We're excited about that. We should have carried them years ago. We put one of these free in every order. If you get a DVD, say Martial Law or Order of Death or any of the books and other videos that we carry at InfoWars.com via the video and bookstore, you get one of these free. And on bigger orders, we throw in more, as well as some bumper stickers, some InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com bumper stickers. So please go to InfoWars.com and order or call toll-free. And they can tell you about the different books and videos or different titles, and they can tell you what the books cover, you know, basically just read you what's on the back of the videos. And they can take your order if you call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv until the end of this month. Now, just a few days. You get almost a half year free when you sign up for a year. So basically pay for 6 months and you get 5.3 months free. Or you pay for 6.7 months and you get 5.3 months free. So over 5 months, almost half a year free, almost half off. Almost half off when you order. When you go and sign up, it's really fast, it's really quick, you get all my videos, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, all the good radio interviews, it's just all up there, it's a ridiculous deal, and it makes what we do possible. PrisonPlanet.tv, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. We're carrying a lot of new books and videos. Go peruse the shopping cart, check it out, or make the phone call. Let's go to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, welcome.
Yes, Alex, I would hope that someday you have to be off, you would repeat the Charlie Sheen show. And
what do you think of it?
Well, I had to be at a place that I'm 60 years old, and you know what happens to men at 60 years. I had to go be checked out, but I'm okay, you know, in the prostate gland.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like to urge your list. I've been making copies of your DVD Martial Law over to tape for people, and they're baffled. Even Bush worshippers, they're baffled. They just, they don't argue, if they give it back to me, I would rather they'd pass it on, but, they give it back to me, they just go,
Which film is that?
Martial Law.
Yeah, it's a good video, it's our best.
Uh-huh, they're baffled, they just go, And, I'd like to urge people, for sure, to get Newswatch magazine, David Jones.
No, David Jones is my dad's name. It's David J. Smith.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, yeah, David J. Smith. I just got a copy of it today. The Illuminati plan is working. Hey, they're putting up cameras on the Schuylkill Expressway to photograph cars that accidentally go through a red light or yellow.
Yeah, now they're admitting all these federally paid-for cameras around the nation. Oh, we're going to use it to watch you, too.
Yeah.
It's to find Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, Mario, they're watching us. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, good to hear from you. We'll come back and start the third hour, take a few calls, and get a guest on for a segment, then get back into all this news. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.